Deep beneath the busy, vital streets of our nation's capital lies a secret world of ancient caverns, linked by a heritage of evil and more caverns. Within, we find the series of dank caves, known as the Bat Cave of Count Richard Cheney, here with his evil assistant Rumsfeld and the living head of Dr. Henry Kissinger. The fate of the world hangs in the balance right alongside some remarkably dusty cobwebs. The Average Network now takes you to the heart of the Batcave for Chapter 25 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World.
Master! Master! I've finished putting up the signs,
Master. Ah, Rumsfeld, the ignominy. Being forced to claim that our beloved Batcave is a subway under construction.
But it's working, Master. Geraldo believed them. He's looking for us back at the Capitol now.
If it keeps the press at bay for a time.
I told you it wasn't a good idea turning your security team into vampires. They're only of use to you a few hours per night.
I know, but I was hungry.
You know, being a living head in a hat...
With a 20-gig laptop?
Yes, with my computer, but just being a head, I don't get hungry. If I have a craving, I can feed it to the computer, and it satisfies my brain.
That's all well and good, Henry, but we are supernatural creatures. We are bound by certain rules. Sunlight, crucifixes, garlic, all that.
I know, Dick, I know. Look, we got serious problems. I don't need your dietary problems. Just make sure our security is tight. The last time I talked to Tim Russett, I itched for weeks in places I ain't got.
Masters, I was just at the Periscope. He's here. 43. Ashcroft, Chertoff, and... you know who.
Excellent. Light the torches in the Rumpus Cave, Donald.
Yes, perhaps Master. These conversations would be more rational if we only talked to deputies.
You're probably right. He's rational enough when we can pique his interest.
So far, he's interested in food, cartoons, and money.
Well, at least he's not interested in sex.
If he figures out a way to spend it, we're in trouble. Oh.
It's along here, Bob.
It says subway construction.
Well, that's clever, huh? You a famous reporter and it fooled you.
It looks like a construction site, except for the coffins. I like it. It's homey.
Through here. Watch your head, Mike.
Yep. Ouch.
Warned you by gobs.
Yep.
Count Cheney? Count Cheney, we's here.
Oh, good. He's feeling folksy.
In here, George. The Rumpus Cave. Follow them flickering lights.
Hi, Dick. Hi, Henry. I can call him there.
Novak, Michael, Ashcroft, George.
Howdy, Henry. Dick.
Howdy.
Vice President Cheney?
Ah,
Doctor?
Novak.
Master, I fear I've slipped up, Master. The Marxists and their liberal henchmen are after us.
Ah, Robert. Indeed, this is a problem. And who did inform you of Mrs. Wilson's status as a CIA operative?
Carl Rove, Master.
Ah, Carl. George?
Huh?
George? Carl is, shall we say, getting a bit full of himself.
Richard, stop pussyfooting. George, Carl is in danger of becoming a liability if he doesn't watch his mouth.
You're mad, huh, Henry?
Not completely, but I am annoyed. We will have to imitate an investigation. It will have to look good.
What's the deal, anyway?
Well, Carl and I decided it might be helpful if we compromised Joseph Wilson.
Yes, that polecat ambassador. One says the WMD intel ain't no good.
Precisely. Well, Carl went ahead and told Bob Novak here, and he printed it in a column.
Printed what?
The identity of Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame. She's a spook.
Well, I'm afraid of spooks, by gobs.
Not that kind of spook, Ashcroft, a spy. She's CIA.
Oh, okay. So what? George, she's compromised. Everyone knows she's company, so other spies won't tell her anything. And enemy spies might kill her, you see?
And it's against the law.
Am I going to get to hang Carl?
Possibly. We'll see.
By gobs, got me a brand new rope, too.
You'll almost certainly get to hang Novak if we can't get out of this one.
I don't want to hang.
It's all pretend, Robert. Hanging doesn't hurt vampires.
Oh, that's right.
But we'd lose you as a press asset. You've been wonderfully useful, Robert. We'd hate to lose you.
So you might lock out this time. Wove is the real problem. You might have to be the scapegoat.
Well, if you hang me, what'll I do for a living? Or not living, as the case may be.
You can always work for me, Robert.
What, like Rumsfeld?
It's a living death, Robert. Good pay, great bennies.
I like bennies. I can.
And running the world isn't rocket science. Lots of leisure time. Where come we so worried?
George, your popularity has dropped. The WMD problem, the Al-Qaeda problem, the rights thing, Iraq, all the corporate connections, the economy. If Rove is going to shoot his mouth off without checking with us, we look very, very bad. My spin doctors can't keep up. Donald and Wolfowitz are under attack from Congress and the media. If we lose Donald, we can't promote Wolfowitz because no one trusts him.
Paul's crazy.
Precisely the point.
As though being crazy is really a problem in government work. Ashcroft.
Henry.
John, you and Justice are coming under closer scrutiny. We are thinking about classifying the whole department so that we can control all aspects of law enforcement and get you out of the limelight.
Yes, what on earth were you telling people out on your tour?
I was gonna hang them all if they ain't patriotic.
John!
And they're journalists. Bunch of communistical traitors. The whole lot of them. And that's my ruling. Ain't it,
John?
Mike?
Yep.
Chertoff.
Yep.
John needs to take a week off for cartoons and pie. Can you cover for him?
Yep.
Cartoons and pie. Rubber the brush?
Whatever.
By gobs. I'm already. You, George? Cartoons and pie? You know it.
George, John will have to relax alone. If you take a week off now, you not only lose the election, you lose the country.
Huh. George, we may have to ask you to cut back to 5 hours of cartoons per day. You're tough. You can do it. John? You'll have to watch cartoons with Michael Powell.
Dang! He ain't no fun. Eat everything anybody hands him and you can't tell him nothing once something gets in his head.
That's true. Dick, do you think America's ready for an African-American president?
I'll look into it with our think tanks.
Hey, you two's working for me.
Actually, George, you work for us, remember?
Well, I knowed it was one to the other.
Here, Mr. President, have a snack.
Dang, Don, what is that?
I don't know. It was crawling up the cavern wall in the pantry.
The Average Network has brought you episode 25 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and The Average Network. Celebrities sacrificed for this program were sacrificed according to ancient celebrity impersonator sacrificial custom and included no undue suffering or humiliation. The Average Network is a non-profit organization through no fault of its own. This is Pablo T. Flies asking you to stay tuned.